Tax credits are given by the state to businesses and historic preservationists who are allowed to forego payment of some taxes if they use the money to create jobs. Suspicions have been growing among some lawmakers the program's not really creating the number of jobs promised or generating the new taxes that exceed the income the state is giving up.
We have become drunk on tax credits.
Senator Brad Lager of Maryville is one of several senators who object to the tax credits in the new economic development bill. They're going to demand a vote on every tax credit section of the proposed bill. Senator Matt Bartle of Lee's Summit, a self-described recovering tax credit addict, says the state cannot afford to weaken its income base at a time like this.
We have an economic crisis. State government revenue is crashing, and all of a sudden, everybody that may potentially be cut as a result of declining government revenues is all of a sudden waking up to the reality that there are a group of people in our state that are getting $700 million of tax credits.
Bob Priddy, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.